This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and today is, well, this will be on Tuesday's show, but the boyfriend and I are recording this on Sunday, because we are currently leaving the Chris Isaak concert from the Wolf Trap, the Center for the Performing Arts, and we were just about to talk about the concert, and you were just about to say something. What were you saying?
I was going to say that Chris did a full set of 60s a-go-go numbers that allowed me to implement the full curriculum of the Nancy Sinatra School of Go-Go Dancing.
Uh-huh, and I did notice that you were certainly doing your Nancy Sinatra go-go dancing.
Yes, the frug, the twist, and the watusi were all performed this evening.
Did you just burp while you were saying that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Now, we have to give a shout-out to Homer, because Chris Isaak did suggest that his bassist was in need of a long-term relationship.
And you think he was perfect
and
for Homer?
I said, oh, Homer, but I like this guy.
I don't know. He might have been Homer's type. I'm not sure. It's hard to say.
Well, I think there was a lot of suggestions about obedience, versatility.
Yes.
Cleanliness. This man was clean.
Very.
He's a bassist in a rock band. You can't go wrong with that.
That's true. Now,
he was cute.
I couldn't see that well.
I think he was cute.
You do or you don't?
I do. I do think he was cute.
Could you see him that closely, seriously?
No, he was there last year. He's the same bassist.
That's right. We went to this exact same concert last
year.
He
did this last year. He had, like, all these very top-heavy women go up on stage and, like, jiggle their bosoms. And the ruse was that the bassist was looking for a long-term relationship. And he even asked all of us in the audience, if you're in a committed long-term relationship with someone you love, you have to stand up. So we stood up.
We did stand up.
And some of the gals didn't. Well, some of these gals, someone picked out these girls, because they all had big, large boobs.
And he had them danced, like that one who was, she was plugging her plumbing business by on the
Cheryl
microphone.
Or Sherry or
Sherry's
whatever.
Plumbing or something like that.
Yeah, she had some plumbing. She had some
big
boobs. Boobies, yes. And a very tight sweater.
And it was striped horizontally, which, you know, she ought to know better. But,
well,
you know what it reminded me of? Because she had the blonde hair, too.
What?
Nancy Sinatra.
Well, she was Nancy. She was Nancy Sinatra.
Did you see her dancing?
Did she dance like Nancy?
Yes, she did.
Well, then,
not quite the watusi, but she did, like, you know, the arms in the air and the wiggling in the butt and everything.
Did she have go-go boots on?
No, she did not have
them. Was her hair teased?
No, it was, you know, like, Nancy has hers, like, you know.
Well, then she was a Nancy wannabe, and Nancy has an answer to that.
Hey, we'll pull up a little bit so this lady doesn't get to.
I can't pull up, or in
just
traffic.
Like 2 feet.
Anyway, I missed that part because I was in the bathroom. But if you saw it, then I'm sure Nancy will be responding very, very soon.
I'm sure she will.
But anyway, I'm sure Cheryl.
Sherry.
Or whatever her name was flaunting her wares. When in fact, the true winner of the
dating contest
was indeed Homer.
Well, Homer wasn't there.
Homer, do you have big boobs? I don't remember.
No, he doesn't have big boobs.
Listen, all he needed was a set of jugs, some tight pants, and a halter top. He would have had these gals beaten by a mile. Let's face it.
Now, you said that we did go to this concert a year ago.
Yes.
Almost a year to the day. I think it may be one day different. Do you? But it was the same circumstances.
Well, it is the 20th.
The 20th happens to be the boyfriend's and my... Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Our 1.5 year anniversary. So, and last year it was our 6 month anniversary.
Now it's a year and a half.
And we went to see Chris Isaak last year. So do you think we're going to do this every year for our anniversary?
It might be our 6 month anniversary.
The midpoint of each year. Yeah, that's true. We This is like the last summer concert for the boyfriend because he has to go back to work tomorrow morning.
No, we might be coming to a jazz concert on Thursday.
Is it?
I'm not quite as much of a stickler with this as you are.
I know, but it's not a jazz concert. It's Bruce Hornsby.
Well, he's like smooth jazz.
I like his stuff, some of his stuff. But, what was that? You know what we didn't see tonight?
What?
It was Pussy. Remember the last time?
Oh, yeah, we saw more than Pussy. We saw Pussy and Ass.
When?
The last concert.
Oh, the last
gal
concert.
With her.
Yeah, but I'm talking about we didn't see any of that tonight.
No, we didn't see Pussy and Ass. The only ass I saw was yours. As you were shaking and shimmying to Chris Isaac and his music vibrations.
You kept trying to get me to do that, but I didn't do that.
No, I got you to do some moves.
Not as much.
We were doing like some cool dancing, and I got Archer to stand up and do some shake-hipping and shimmying. His shoulders were moving around.
And I was sweating like a pig, too.
I don't know why, either. It's not that hot this evening.
Well, I was cooling off by the end
of
the
concert. We have to say, there were a lot of, like, Buddy Holly, Elvis.
Oh, yes,
wannabes
there were.
This evening with horn-rimmed glasses, ducktails.
Tattoos. They had
tattoos. Motorcycle boots or...
And the Buddy Holly glasses. The one guy had Buddy Holly glasses.
Those Converse sneakers.
Converse tennis shoes, yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of those out here, and they all had women.
They did have women, that's right.
And they were very young.
They were young.
So there must be like a cult around that.
Did you notice the guy sitting next to us with all the tattoos? They left like halfway through the concert. Do you think they were not pleased with the...
Maybe they wanted more of the 50s style stuff. But after that halftime when Chris came out and his costume changed, that's when he started with the
rockabilly almost.
The boobies and titties and
all of this.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't.
Well, we were noting as we were walking back to the car that it wasn't as good this time as it was last year because he didn't mix up the set very well. Like this time tonight. He did both of his big hits. I don't even know what they are. Yeah, crying.
Sing them. Someone's crying.
Somebody's crying. That song. And he did the other one right after it. What was the other one? I can't remember now. Oh, Wicked Game.
Yes.
He did those one right after the other, and then he didn't, spread them out.
And then he did more of an acoustic set, and then he started with the boobies and titties on stage and all of this.
Yeah.
And that's when you ran up to the stage with your top off. And I thought to myself, what is Archer doing? His boobs aren't that big. And then when Sherry started flaunting her titties, big as they were, I knew you were sunk. So I didn't know what you were doing. But
you're totally teasing.
Chris obviously ignored your headset for someone else's.
He did. So anyway, but we did enjoy the concert. We had...
Did you like taking your top off and jiggling your titties?
Yeah, showing my man boobies, my hairy man boobies.
How many phone numbers did you get?
Just the bassist.
Well, he's looking... Homer, call the bassist. Do you have bigger boobies than Homer?
No, ours are probably about the same right now.
So. Well, I immediately thought of Homer.
Well, all right, we're going to go for now. We'll come back in just a minute. Bye. Hi, kids. I'm back. This is Archer of Archer Radio, and you just heard a whole bunch of, well, not a whole bunch, but a couple minutes of audio that the boyfriend and I recorded on our way home from the concert last night. Today's Monday, even though you're listening to this on Tuesday, but let's see. After we got home from the concert, the boyfriend actually just dropped me off at my house because he had to go to work today. Today he started back to work, and I start back next Monday, and that means basically the summer is over. And I am not looking forward to going back to work. I was really hoping to win the lottery before now, but it didn't happen, so I have to go back to work. But anyway, he went back to work, so he's working. Poor boy. Anyway, the concert was really good. We had a good time. I was really, really hot and sweaty, but by the end of the evening, the temperature had changed, and there was a breeze. So I cooled off, and we sat in traffic for like 40 minutes to get out of there, which is fine. But we couldn't get Well, we had to go a different way because the road we were going on, there was too many cars, so we went a different way. Anyway, so we enjoyed the concert. And one thing, I don't know if, now I didn't listen to the audio, so I don't remember what we said, but yesterday, or Sunday, I should say, August 20th, was our 1.5 year anniversary. I think we may have talked about that. I can't remember. I should have listened to the audio before I started talking. But anyway, the boyfriend told me that last year when we went to the Chris Isaak concert, he said that was the first time that we said that we loved each other. I don't remember that, to tell you the truth, but he says he remembers that kind of thing, so I will trust him. So last night during the concert, we pretty much said, you know, that we like reaffirmed our love for each other, which was so sweet. So that was fun, and that was very memorable, and I'm keeping the ticket stub and the program and so forth, because that's the kind of thing I do. But so the concert was a lot of fun, and I'm going to remember it for quite a while. We weren't sitting close enough to get a picture of Chris Isaak this time like I did a year ago at this time, but he did run up into the audience, and oh, I think we did talk about that he got these big boob ladies on stage. Yeah, I think we did talk about that. Anyway, I'm just forgetting what I had already recorded, what we already recorded, so I'll just move on to other things. Bush had a news conference today being Monday, and it was noted on the news that in the 6 years that he's been in office, that this is the first, August 21st, that he has been in Washington. Isn't that interesting? He's always on vacation in August, and for long periods of time, like he was last year during the Hurricane Katrina. But he held a news conference today, and he said that they are going to keep going in Iraq. There's no reason, like, to win, you don't pull out. So they're going to stay in Iraq. But one thing that the news noted that I thought was very interesting was that the United States has now been in Iraq for longer than we were in World War II. Now, if that is not an indication of failure, I don't know what is. The boyfriend was talking about this on yesterday's podcast about he's just so macho that he can't, admit when he's wrong or admit when failure. And I just listening to him on that news conference, I just get so frustrated with him and sick of him. And of course, we've spent more money in Iraq than like the last four wars combined or something like that. Some outrageous amount of money, or I can't remember exactly what the statistic was. But, so here's the other thing, too. He's dealing with the Middle East, and he considers the Middle East his foreign policy success. I think that was the way it was worded. But surely he can't, because he's got the whole thing in Lebanon going. Surely soon we'll be going to war with Iran. And he's got the war in Iraq. And don't forget Afghanistan. We still have that on the burner, too. I don't know. I don't really want to get into it, but I just think that the man is crazy and he can't realize when things are wrong and can't fix them. We need to get out of Iraq, plain and simple. Moving on to more enjoyable topics. I did get to catch up on all my quiz programs, as Big Fatty calls them. And thanks to Big Fatty, he keeps sending me, which I totally enjoyed. I need to email him back. About Big Brother 7, he sends me this nice graphic that shows when people were nominated and when they were evicted. And as you know, you probably heard Big Fatty talk about it, that there was a huge shakeup on Big Brother this weekend. If you are, you should probably stop listening if you have not seen the Big Brother from Sunday night yet. Of course, probably by now you have, but anyway, or you're not even following at all, but anyway. On Big Brother, it was a double eviction week, and they didn't know it, and they evicted Howie. Oh, I'm sorry. Last week, who was evicted last week? Marcellus was evicted last week, and then George became head of household, and he instantly put up Erica and James, and then James won the power of veto and took himself off, and then George put up Howie. George is stupid. He needs to be off that game. He didn't listen to the house. Everybody wanted Janelle out, and they did not get rid of Janelle. Now she's going to be a problem. Well, not that she hasn't already been, but in any case, it was a big deal with George nominating Howie because he kept basically backdoored him and kept telling him, well, everybody else was telling him, especially Mike Boogie, oh, don't worry, you're not going home, you're not going home, you're not going home. But sure enough, he went home. And Howie was mad. He almost started a fight with Mike Boogie as he was leaving the house and, you know, screaming at him and yelling at him and throwing his hat off. And so, I mean, it was quite dramatic. And then, of course, when he gets out to talk to Julie, he's, you know, I just think that Howie's stupid. He just doesn't know what he's, you know what's going on. But, and he just knew for sure that it was Mike Boogie who did it. And, well, they were screaming at each other, so of course he did. But the best part about it is that during the Head of Household competition, Mike Boogie became Head of Household. But the problem with that is that Mike Boogie won the coup d'etat contest, so he was able to, or he is able to nullify or cancel or whatever the person, one time, the person who's being evicted, but he has to do, I think he has to use it in the next 3 weeks. Now, I don't know if that meant 3 weeks or the next three evictions, because if that's the case, then the one coming up this week is this last one, because he's already had now two evictions with this power, both Marcellus and Howie. So he needs to, which is stupid, because as head of household, he chooses who's going up for eviction, and he would want one of those people to leave, so why would he overturn it? So he's going to basically lose the power. At least that's the way I remember it. For those of you who listen to or watch Big Brother, Big Fatty and Remarkably Mark, please tell me if I'm wrong on that, or even Mike Hipp. Let me know if I'm wrong on that this is his last chance to use the coup d'etat, and it wouldn't make sense because he's the head of household. Anyway, so big happenings on Big Brother. And you know, I was wondering about this today. I tried to do a search in there, but of course I probably didn't put in the correct search strings. I was trying to find out what the ratings have been this summer for Big Brother 7. I thought I heard somebody say on some podcast that these are the best ratings they've ever gotten on Big Brother or something like that. So I have to, you know, check into that and see what the deal is on that. But I couldn't find it on the internet. And I don't get the paper, so I don't get to see the ratings, you know, because I only get the Washington Post on Sundays. But I know on Wednesdays they put out the ratings, TV ratings, but I don't get the paper on Wednesdays. Anyway, enough about Big Brother. And for those of you who watch, continuing with the, as Big Fatty says, quiz programs updates, I don't think anybody else is watching this, but I'm watching Design Star on HGTV. I know I talked about it before. And this week, Temple finally got kicked out. Although I think she's a relatively good designer, she did not do a good job this time. What they had to do was they each had to design and decorate a studio apartment in New York City, and they all had the exact same apartment. And they each had a color that they had to focus on. Well, hers was yellow, and she painted the walls yellow and then put some yellow pillows around and yellow flowers and stuff. But it just wasn't really spectacular, so I could see why she would be kicked out. So now it's down to three, and now next week they're going to be going out into across the country decorating, I guess doing different people's houses and stuff. I don't know. I didn't see the whole detail. But we'll see on Sunday. And then, of course, on Project Runway, I think it's Allison got kicked out for her crummy paper dress. I think maybe I already talked about that. I don't remember. But anyway, those are the three big quiz programs I'm watching. And actually, I keep seeing a commercial for The Amazing Race starting up in September. And it's going to be on Sunday nights. I can't wait to see that. Of course, now they're starting to show all the season premieres of all these different shows. Well, talking about them and the dates they're going to be on. And it sounds like the third week of September is going to be a huge premiere week. So I have to make sure the DVR is loaded up with the things I want to record, because by that time I will be back at work and be going to bed at 9 o'clock at night and getting up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, depending. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. In any case, I'm looking forward to the new season. There's a show that I keep seeing the commercial for called The Class that looks pretty good. I'm going to check that one out. And then of course I'll be watching Desperate Housewives and Grey's Anatomy, and and I can't remember the other ones. But anyway. Now, other things in the news. You know, that guy was arrested and extradited to, right now, California for the killing of JonBenet Ramsey. And I don't think, I actually don't think that he's guilty. I don't think he's the one who did it because, well, of course, I'm going on everything I'm watching on the TV. But it sounds like he is the attention-seeking child molester. He's not the actual child molester. I think he is a child molester, though. He just looks like a child molester. I think his name is Carr, with a K. Anyway, he was sipping champagne on the business class flight back to California, and then he's going to be extradited to Colorado for, I believe. But they say that he knows some things that have never been released, so that's a possibility. But at the same time, I don't know, they say that it's like sensationalized and he's wants the attention. And actually I heard, well, at least I heard on the news tonight, that he wanted the attention and wanted to admit to the murder because he was possibly facing jail time or prosecution or something in Thailand, and he knew that the prisons in Thailand were much worse than they are in the United States, so he wanted to be extradited to the United States to be given better treatment. So I don't know. We'll see how that all plays out. Now, I was going to mention something about podcasts. Now, I can't seem to remember because I was able to catch up on my podcast and heard John Ong and about all of his success with his Hokkien Penang podcast. Congratulations, John. Eddie Bang Bang on The Family Jewels was having a nervous breakdown. I hope you're over that, Eddie. What's happening on Remarkable Mark? Remarkably Mark. I haven't talked to him for more than a week. I need to talk to him. I need to get him back on the show. Oh, yeah, he was talking about the English-only ordinances, reality TV, John Ong. Oh, yeah, he had John Ong on there. That's right. That's right. Okay. And then, of course, Little Fatty Cast. Actually, lately, I've been loving Little Fatty Cast because Big Fatty keeps talking about the quiz programs, which I absolutely love. And it sounds like Larry is finally back to listening to the show because, you know, they do their own little quiz program, Guess the Podcaster, and they've been having a couple of my quotes on there, and Larry hasn't guessed them correctly, though. But Big Fatty certainly remembers them because he's the one who makes up the show. And I need to get Larry on the show. That reminds me. I've got to get in contact with him anyway. Okay, so boys and girls, at the end of this podcast, if I recorded it right, I have some audio from the concert last night, and it was funny because at one point Chris Isaac said, if any of you out there are bootlegging tonight's concert, this is a good one to bootleg because you're going to hear some things that you haven't ever heard. Of course, I didn't record those songs, but I recorded those songs that people would know. So I'm going to try to throw in a little audio from that if the audio isn't too bad. And you'll get to hear Chris Isaac sing on Sunday night. All right, boys and girls, that's all for tonight, or for today, for Tuesday. And, yeah, I think that's it. So, at the end of this, right after the closing music, then you will hear a song from the concert. Thank you all for the emails, the messages, the comments, everything. And don't forget, you can call the comment line or use the My Chingo system or leave a comment on the website or send me an email. And I thank you for all those. And thanks for continuing to listen. You know, our numbers are up to like 127, I think, like that. So anyway, all right, boys and girls, thanks for listening. And until next time, bye. Usher Ray.